Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. You've probably seen or read at least one story on Cleopatra, who's among history's best-known figures. But much mystery surrounds the Egyptian queen, including her death.
Though most historians believe she poisoned herself, another story blames a poisonous cobra for killing her and two attendees.
To scrutinize the legend, Egyptologists and herpetologists gather to discuss its likelihood. They dispute the first detail, which claims that the cobra was hidden in a basket of figs. Cobras are usually 5 to 6 feet, but can be 8 feet in length, which is too big to hide in a basket.
The second problem is whether a snake would kill 3 people in quick succession. Highly unlikely. Asia, a region with high numbers of snake bites, show cobra bites are often dry, with no injection of venom, because the snake often saves it for hunting and protection.
If Cleopatra was bitten by a cobra, she would have died a terrible death, since the venom is a neurotoxin. Victims have trouble swallowing, seeing, breathing, and can vomit and have respiratory failure. Yet the accounts are that the queen died a quick and painless death at the age of 39.
This bolsters historians' belief that she committed suicide with poison. Cleopatra died on August 12, 30 BC, when Octavian, Julius Caesar's heir, fought his way into Alexandria. He had come to reclaim his throne from Cleopatra and her husband, Mark Antony.
Antony killed himself when he heard Cleopatra had died, and she most likely poisoned herself inside her mausoleum as Octavian's troops entered the city.
Though historians believe they were embalmed and buried, we don't know the location of their tomb. So it appears the snake was framed for something it didn't do. And no doubt, this won't be the last time.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.